The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon. Boy, listen, I don't even know what to say. Although I should have known better, because from I saw April in the studio, you might as well say Dwight in the studio. Because April, listen, April, that's, boy, I ain't saying nothing. All I got to say, that's the white girl. So that's right. Yeah, see, April laughing. So I should have known. I asked April, I say, April, play the news. April, play the news 2 seconds. I should have known. Because she grew up under Dwight's tutelage. I should have known this. But anyway, guys, pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Tell It to Stanya. I am she, and she is me. First of all, in here smelled very nice. Ricardo was in here before, and boy, in here smelled good. This in here smell good. And ain't nothing like when a guy smell good. Notice I ain't say when the man smell good. I say when the man smell good. That's what I talking about. I in a good mood today. Yes, I am. I in a good mood. I had my little lemonade. I good to go. And I have a co-host. I don't like to call people guests all the time. I mean they're guests, but they guests and they co-hosting with me. So in studio today with me, Jim Stowe. And I only could remember a couple of them names. So, Brother Vic.
Okay, we go with that one.
We could go with that?
Yes, yes.
Victor Rollins. Slick Vic.
Saint Vic. DJ
Vic. Okay, see, I got that.
The fine guy.
Oh, that's right, the fine guy. We get all these things. And, you know, walking up AKA. This morning, well, good afternoon, you were saying, this afternoon you were saying that you were bragging about your grandchildren. So, are you a papa, a papi, granddaddy? What are you?
I'm a proud papa.
You're a papa?
Yep. Seven grandkids, one for each day. Okay. So, when people see me out, you know, I'm 65 and I still work, I said, listen, I work for the grandchildren. I got one for each day, so I got to make sure they're straight.
Well, and let me tell you something. One thing I know, but like, first of all, grandparents could get the grandchildren or the children to do whatever they want them to do. Like, they could get grandchildren to do what parents can't even get them to do. That's one. And second of all, grandparents is spend up all their money. You hear what you say? You waiting for the grandchildren. Because I'll tell you this, my dad, my daughter, somewhere in Montreal, doing fool talking about she learning French for the summer. You know who pay for that?
Who?
Her granddaddy.
Granddaddy, yeah, well.
Yeah, man. Mm. And then you know what is be jokey? What is crack me up with him? He's be laughing. He said, well, I mean, I spent all.
Well, I am my quill full, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. 3 children, 7 grandkids.
Okay.
And I remember when I deal with daddy and daughter days out, and I speak with them. So as long as you carry my name, I'm your provider.
Right.
All right. Now, the minute your name change, it's a whole different story, right? Which, of course, that's only a joke because, you know, the girls always have daddy wrap around the finger.
Right.
And that stuff, right? So my youngest daughter said, well, I ain't never getting married. I said, well, then I'll have to kill you and tell God you died.
Oh, gee. You got to stop it.
You
got to stop. Yeah, my dad, when he told me just last week, he said, listen, don't ask me for nothing else, Stanya. Please, Stanya, please stop. Stop asking your pa for money.
You know, it was interesting. Your show last week, mm-hmm. someone mentioned it, and I said, oh, my God, that people don't realize that your children carry your name,
right.
Especially the girls.
Right.
But when that name change, then it's for that daughter to find a man who will either treat her like a father or better than a father.
You see?
I mean, so at the end of the day, you know, I had to deal with all of this stuff. I knew what my purpose was and my responsibility was as a father in the home during my marriage and all that.
So you, okay, you know. And you know, it's so funny you said that, although I already, well, you said that it was interesting when I came with the statistics about the ratio of men to women in the world. And by the way, right, like I said, I Googled, well, Google, yes, but it came from statistics here in the Bahamas, that actually the ratio of men and women, it's pretty much equal across the board. So, no, so we have to dispel these crazy stuff. And I'm saying this, I'm saying you, Victor. I'm not even saying the men who were with me last week. But I'm saying this because women are talking to y'all now. I've heard women say them now. There are things that men say and that we say too. Let me don't just throw it on the men because the women do it too. That will make us believe a certain thing. And we've been saying things so long that we start to believe certain things. And so that's why it's very, like, you have to research things. You have to inquire. Because if not, then you will be led to believe something else. Or you will be in places where you should not be because someone told you that you should. I know this don't make sense. This may sound very, and this is across the board. This isn't even just a man or woman thing or relationship thing. There are things that you need to go and find out for yourself. Just because somebody said it, it doesn't mean that it's true. And these are the things that keep us trapped. Trapped. Okay, guys? So that's my little shameless plug.
Well, another thing about the program last Saturday. My convictions, of course, I was married for about 18 years and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And being biblical, because that's during the term of my Christianity and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I read, these various men had 2 and 3 and, 4 and 5 mm-hmm. wives and all that stuff. Now, according to the culture that deal with that, once you're able to kind of afford the wife, you can have, right? But I believe, I lean more to that because, for example, based on some personal experience, as some women get old and stuff, they're not into certain things men will continue to be into. So now they become the mother of the house, and then you get the new younger wife.
I know what you're talking about.
Excuse me. No, I say some. On. I okay. said some. I didn't say right. So in the end, you get the younger wife because she's she's not youthful. Because remember that men, just like women, have their heart. Oh, now am I still a man? Am I still daddy? Do I still have it?
Right.
And that's that. Well, you're trying to ask your wife, then she like. You go be, she ain't telling you go there and do that, but not here. I older
right.
now. Okay, so my reason for that would be why I will go with that once I could afford an extra wife. I need to move, and I can turn on my sight. You can't be coming out of the shower or sitting in the bed in the underwear and all that. Then talk about you got a headache.
Minute.
I don't want to play with your head.
Okay, one thing.
Your head, I
won't play with. My mom was 79 years old, stage 4 cancer. And my mommy was talking about fresh things. That's all, that's number one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the status. But also now, we were talking, since you brought up last week, or I brought it up, whatever, last week's show. And I think one of the, boy, I tell you, I'm ready for them. I need to bring their hip back to come next week. But anyhow, that in the animal kingdom, that, most animals have, have more than one mate, which means that, men should have more than one mate. But okay. Let's dig deeper now, guys. Yes. Now, maybe the female animal, right? But then afterwards, she don't go back to the same place, the same animal to get pregnant, or the same one who impregnated her. She actually goes to another one too. So that means that women also can have more than one or a different partner. And let's go even deeper now, guys. I tell you, I'm ready for y'all. I be having too much time on my hands. That's right, child. Hello. Let's go deeper. The female who in the animal kingdom, since you didn't bring it up, she actually goes after the best one. The strongest one in that pride, let's use the lions, is who impregnates her. She go into top tier. Okay? So we got to, so come on now, guys. Are you top tier? Are you top tier? You get what I'm saying, guys? That's all I got to say. Are you top tier? Because that's what she is now looking for. She's looking for that person who's top tier. And something that I have noticed, you know, y'all, anyway, I ain't care about no labels on me. I ain't give a 5 cent. But what I realized, too, is that there's a lot of low effort. There's a lot of low effort in terms of dating nowadays. And it may be female, it may be male. But I'm speaking from the female perspective, my perspective. Low, when I say low effort, meaning, okay, like the other day, no, I can't take this one out now, or just because the person called, like just low effort. So personally for me, because last week I shared about being single, I have not seen anything that I would want to be recently with this person. I've not seen, I'll talk about female or what you call wife material. I haven't seen husband material. I haven't seen husband material. I've seen low effort. And maybe I might be too much. I may need too much. I may want too much. But I'll say this, and I said it last week. We may think that we are too much, but there's some cases, and this goes for men and women, where some people are just simply not enough. Okay? And then there's some cases when, he's too much. Yes. And then there's some other cases, too, when we were being ourselves or what have you, but we just simply was in the wrong place and with the wrong person. And that's all I got to say.
Amen.
That's all I got to say.
Or women.
That's all I got to say. Okay, guys? Then I see one more thing, and then we're getting into, I want to roll now. I'm ready for y'all. I tell y'all I'm ready. All I had was time today. Okay. Let's go. I saw something that's going around. I'm supposed to wait until next week to talk about this, but I saw this in one of the groups where they were talking about, because I want you to get this one now. But it's talking about allowance and woman and man and all this load of stuff. I just got to say one thing. Because you all say we are a Christian nation. We talk about loving, what do you say? Husbands must love their wives the way that Christ loved the church. Right? Well, in a church, there's blasted weight on accept tithes and offering. Do they not?
Yes, they do.
So then what the problem is then, but y'all miss out that little piece. This could go over some of y'all head. But if you say you're a husband and you following the teachings of Christ, because you say this is a Christian nation, Christ loved the church's requests, tithes, and offering. And that's all I got to say. Who God is, let them hear. Now I can go move on. Victor, this is the quietest you've been for a little while. What's happening?
I don't want to keep. See, if I say then you can go on. If I say then,
okay,
go on.
I just say it.
We ain't going to get to.
Okay.
What
Nobody messaged me. What is this now? Okay. The joys of grand. Oh, you're talking about grand tyranny. Okay. Yes, the joys of grand tyranny. What's that? Boy, listen, I can't wait. I mean, my daughter in college now, I could wait. But I can't wait to be a Grammy. I can't wait for starters because my mommy and my daughter used to team up against me. So I need to have grandchildren so I can team up against my daughter.
you know the grandchildren coming on grandma's
listen,
side, though.
Yeah. I'm going to be a nana.
Nana.
That's right. I can't wait. I love it.
Yes, the wife is the nana and I'm the papa.
And you're the papa.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, so listen now. I saw all kind of things online this week. One of the things, I saw something about immigration. You know, y'all like talk about that. I saw something about, somebody stealing. And I saw something about someone who was, the immigration officers came in. Oh, gosh, it was a whole lot of stuff. Then I saw two interesting things. One, this is a good one. This is the one before the other good one.
Okay.
Okay. So this and this, and I never, I got to ask my prophet friends this question. It said, how did people get to heaven thousands of years before Jesus if Jesus is the only way to heaven?
I mean,
I never thought about that.
Okay. I didn't have to think about it because there were various scriptures that kind of dealt with stuff. Okay, in Luke 16, mm-hmm. it talks about Abraham being in a particular portion, and then mm-hmm. there's a gulf between, and then there was the story is about the rich man and Lazarus.
Right.
When the rich man, Lazarus was out by the gate, and the rich man living his life and all that stuff. So I don't know, you know, I guess the Catholics would call it purgatory, but in the Bible it talks about there was a space of being in Abraham's bosom waiting, and then after the death of Jesus, it said he went down into the grave and spoke to the people who were there. And apparently when he arose, he led captivity up and going. So I'm saying it answers those kind of things to say where people were before
during
Christ.
During that time, okay.
Before Christ and during Christ. You know, but Luke 16, it talks about the rich man and Lazarus and
how
people were in there. Because the rich man said, Father Abraham, have Lazarus just do a little touch of the water, put on my tongue, et cetera, and all that stuff. So okay. I guess that's why they won't think about it much.
Okay,
compared
thank you.
To someone who didn't know.
Right, and listen now, and let me say this again. The wise person is always learning. The wise person knows that they do not know everything. Listening to Brother Vic, because the wise woman knows that she does not know everything, and it's okay. All right, and I want to say good afternoon to Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith say he's listening. Charlie, y'all were so quiet when I was talking to him other things. But one thing I know with my audience, when you see they quiet, they're listening.
Listening, yes. Yeah.
And by the way, if you want to be part of this conversation, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Let me say it slow now. 323-6232. And then there's 325-4316. 325-4316. And of course, we have the text line as well, 422-4796. 422-4796. I love when y'all message me and call. I especially love new callers. I love when y'all call and say, this is the first time I'm calling, blah, blah, blah. I really like that. I like people who call all the time too. But you know, it's good to hear when a new something. So go ahead and call. Now, the other thing that I saw while I was minding my own business, this is why I invite you here today. That's right. Okay. Oh, you ain't no way. Yes. So, because I don't even know how you feel about this. So the question is, can a person be gay and Christian? And if you have thoughts, guys, April looked like she wants to say something. I could be messing with April. Okay. All right, guys. If you have thoughts on this topic, what's your 5 cents? Can a person be gay and also be Christian at the same time? You could send me a text message, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. And you can give me a call, 323-6232. Can a person be gay and... Brother Vic.
No, not gay and straight.
Oh, sorry. Gay and Christian. Sorry about that. Okay. So, what you think?
Well, I guess they could be gay and straight and consider themselves bisexual.
That's a story.
That's gay and straight.
That's a story for it. Because, boy, anyway, I could cycle back to that one with the bisexual because there are people who say that people cannot be bisexual. It's either or. Or they think that, anyway, before we get to that, let's get to, can you be gay and be a Christian?
Well, based on what the terms Christianity stands for, and the Bible that there is the constitution for Christianity and the laws of saying the do's and don'ts if you're following Christianity according to the Bible. No. But an individual can be gay and a believer
You think
God,
so?
A believer of God. And for me right now, the Bible is, I do a lot of audiobooks. I read books. The Bible, for me today, compared to back then, the Bible is one of the books that I read, and in 90% of the best I get out of it, I get it from the Bible. But I no longer claim the Christian name because I know who I am, what I am doing, and a whole lot. And the rule already says, Leviticus 18, and 22, I think it is, if a man live with another man, that's considered an abomination. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm saying abomination, but I have a problem with Christianity and that word abomination, because there's 107 abominations, but you would think there's only one. So, I mean, I'm utilizing that word abomination, sure. But I'm not threatened by the abomination word. I'm not moved by the abomination word, because there's so many other abominations. But the only time you hear that word, you bring it up, and the only thing people can say is homosexuality. They ain't gonna say a politician that makes a promise to you during election time and then goes into power and don't do it, God says that's an abomination, a lying tongue. Whenever you lie, that's an abomination. People who think they're better than other people, a proud look, that's an abomination. Quick to shed innocent blood. You got a guy, a young big child at home doing his homework, and bullet comes through the window, and bam, he dead. God says, that's an abomination. It's, I think it's Proverbs 6 and 19. These six things, God hated, seven of them is abomination. Right. Okay? I'm saying there are other abominations, but you don't hear on Sunday morning the preacher saying, it's an abomination how the man rapist 91-year-old mother.
Okay.
They don't really use the word.
Well, as it pertains to
for same, homosexual same sex activity. So that don't move me any longer. And that's because it's I'm saying I'm in good company according if the abomination thing, which is the word for use of being detestable. God can't stand it. He's sick of it, but God can't stand all kind of things.
So I have a question.
I'm like, we all gonna be together.
Okay, so I know
how you thinking. You know, they'll have a situation. These people will be in these groups and they're talking, and everybody talking about, you know, Lord need to come. The God can deal with this and all stuff. And they cussing and they doing all kind of stuff. And I'm going like, when you come,
you can't go ahead.
Right. But see, you only people are only doing what they've been taught, and so they've been taught that this level.
Okay.
Is harder and worse, you know. And then, of course, the number one thing would be like, that's why he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Hold on, Brother Vic. You're going too fast, man. Hold on.
You was on the roll a little while ago. Now you got to be on the roll.
That is true. However, you see why I just got to tell all y'all who come inside this place, tipping, like how you do them in last week. You ready for the doing? Because this thing, tell it to Sandy show, bam.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so now I have a question.
I humbly apologize.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Now, I know you have, like, this, your life really has been a journey. I know everybody's life is a journey. I don't even know, like, what category or box, like, did you fit in? You like a Taco Bell, like, you outside the box. So, was there, because I know that there was a stint where you were, like, heavy into the church. What led you there?
Fire insurance. I got saved for fire insurance. When I gave my life to the Lord, I was going to be a Christian, but still be a gay Christian, because I just didn't want to go to hell. Because according to them, I was going to bust hell wide open compared to other people.
So when you decided to become saved, you had no intentions of same-sex activities at the time?
That's because I felt I was born that way. I did everything. I had girlfriends. I bought prostitute. I cuss. I drink. I did everything males did. But something inside me was struggling, keeping the attraction on. Now, what happened, remember, I told you I got saved for fire insurance. And then according to where I got saved and the type of teaching I got, then I realized some things wasn't adding up. And
what do you mean?
Well, like I said, I thought, but as my mind renewed, my convictions renewed. And that's why I tell you, people do what they've been taught. And so as I start to study the word and learn that, because growing up, I've been trying to get answers. I went to one set of church and they tell me if it's love, God, don't mind. I went to another set of church and they tell me I can burn yourself wide open, I can burn in hell. So I was confused. I couldn't talk to nobody because, you know, when you bring that up, nobody talks to you in a loving manner.
Right.
And that stuff, they just, you know, don't try do it, the stuff and a whole lot of stuff. So the average person is in their room, wherever it is, crying and calling out to God and asking for help. And after a while, when they feel that he ain't checking the same, and then they say, well, this is how it is. All right. So I went through that whole process. Mm-hmm. And then as I got old and everything else. And one time I was invited to Bahamas Faith Ministries, they were on Mackey Street, right. That stuff. And I went in there at 9 o'clock. I normally used to go to church at 11, and 11:15 I sleep in, and our church out by 12. Oh, no. I went in there at 9 o'clock when the gentleman said, close your Bibles. I was like, no, man, don't stop. And it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because so I'm saying the way he was bringing the word, I started to stop. Okay. And I used to read books, comic books. If he had no picture, I wasn't reading it. So I learned how to read the Bible just and everything.
Okay, so you went to, let's go back to that part of your life. Okay, so you went to the church because for fire insurance, you didn't want to go to hell.
Right.
Right. And so you're also searching for answers.
Right.
So now you being in church, were you still engaging in same-sex activity at the time? Okay,
No.
Okay. What did you also see and learn now in the church? Because what we also know is that the topic now, we're talking about gay and Christian, but we know that there are a lot of gays in the church. We can't play this little, I could say bonky on the air. I know. I could say that, April. I did say that. Anyway, my friend and I got one thing. We call it really the same word, behavior. And I don't have nothing to do with gay things. Anything what we think you do it fool, that's what we call it. But what we can't play that game where we think that this does not exist. Because we know that it exists. We know that there are people in the church who are engaging in this lifestyle. When you came into the church, did you see this? What was your experience?
I mean, see gay did people.
You, yeah.
Well, again, to where I was going, you didn't see that much.
Right.
Because most of the time, you have your choir director.
Yeah, look at that.
You have your choir director, and your choir singing and a different stuff. But all of it, you know, back then it was praise and worship lead and stuff. And everybody around me were male acting.
Hey, I hear you say male acting.
Around me and a whole lot of stuff. So, and all, see, the thing is everything is a process. It ain't no name it, claim it, confess it, bless it, blab it, grab it. Okay? It's lifestyle saying. And people were getting the word around and stuff. And, you know, you got to know what to say, how to say. Because my main thing is that where I was, I didn't see it. But I, in the kingdom, I saw it.
Think about it now. I mean, this is like a playground to me. You get to sing, you get to dance, you get to socialize.
But I don't think. Okay, let me. I remember years back, Pastor Dave Burris, because he used to use me as a sounding board, and he said, "Vic, why are so many gay people?" Well, he didn't use gay. He used the word sissy, right? Which to me, again, the word sissy is a yellow-bellied coward. And I could get four gay guys and go into any rough neighborhood and they'll beat them up crazy. So coward is not a part of it.
But so we didn't have the right words there.
Yeah, be right, right. Yeah. Okay. And so I said, picture it this way. Should they be? Because the church is considered a hospital.
Right.
Now, the problem with the church is everybody want to talk about it and God telling this and calling, telling them that. Are general practitioners.
Right.
On different aspects and areas, they're supposed to bring in specialists to work on certain things. But the Lord gave me this word, and so I can talk about sissiness. So the first thing they're going to do is Genesis 19, right? Then they're going to run to Romans 1 and a whole lot, and they can do.
Right.
And so you have the person in there still ain't realizing that he reading for himself and seeing, but there wasn't the only set of people there. Right? And he's realizing a lot of what the pastor's saying ain't really connecting. It's just because it says, and the men wanted our men. That means it's sissy. Mm-hmm. When you go to prison, and the men is one of our men. So do we call every prison a gay prison? All right, but we know gay things go on in the prison.
Wait, hold on. Before you get there, though.
But I'm finishing.
Okay,
so,
go on. Let me write
so what
this
I'm
down.
Saying, the problem is persons who would have gone into the church like mm-hmm. to go to the hospital, and you're not getting cure or shots or antibiotic to kill mm-hmm. the bacteria or whatever the situation is, mm-hmm. then what happens? It starts to infect.
Okay.
So persons who come there, other persons who come in there looking for answers, battling and stuff, and they ain't getting them. So now they start to congregate and talk and stuff. But their point is not to go there to abuse the word of God or the church and all that. They just don't feel that they're being helped in that area. So they're going to do their best to serve God, and they're gonna tarry and suffer the, okay, you know, and so go through their process.
What? Okay. Well, I got a question, but I can circle back to that one. But what are there churches here who openly? I mean, you don't have to call any names. You don't have to call no names, okay? Because I see someone done tell me, what my friend done say, look, I could get something. She say I could get in trouble, but anyway, okay. You don't call any names or any churches, because I don't know, people are very sensitive about this. So, but are you familiar with churches who are gay friendly?
Yeah.
So there are gay friendly churches here,
right?
And how are they different? We ain't say the pastor gay now. We say gay friendly. Right. Okay. Meaning open, have an open door where they're embracing persons who engage in this behavior, persons who are seeking answers.
They just continue to preach the word and deal with it. Now, I know they're saying, no, if you have God, you say you got to say and you do what you have to do. Yeah, but here's the problem. Okay, let me explain something to the problem. In every population, and from back before Sodom and Gomorrah and now, the percentage of persons who would engage in same-sex activity has always been a minority, no more than 12%, no matter where. So that already done blow the Sodom and Gomorrah story out, because it ain't gonna never be more gay people than straight people in the country.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that the United Nations had to come up with a term called MSM, men, sex, and men. Because there are so many men who are involved in gay activity but don't identify with LGBT. Right. So when you do the LGBT survey to get the data, you're only getting 8 to 12%.
Okay. Right.
But you got another 15 to 20% of guys doing maybe even worse than the LGBT doing. All right? So I'm saying that at the end of the day, you know, people, you can't identify them. You can't identify them.
You said something. You said that, okay, in the, okay, that only about, what you say, 12% of the population.
You could Google it. It would be no higher than maybe 12% of the population.
Woman here, I mean, as a single person and as a professional working with people, like, I see, like, a lot of persons who are, they're not, you know, they're engaging in this behavior, but people are just not aware of it. And sometimes it almost feels as though there's a lot of that going on. I mean, you know, that's how it feels sometimes. So are you saying then, because I know you made it a point to say that, okay, it's only 12%. And I think maybe you said that because there are persons who feel as though there's a gay agenda.
Right.
That is...
if the gay people get to have their way, then the earth ain't going to make it no more. Listen, God always have a way. I'm considered a gay man, and I have 3 children, 7 grandkids. So the word can still go on. I'm not trying to persuade them to what I do. I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. They're going on there with their lives. And most, mainly with my kids, and my children, I teach them what it is to be a male, what it is to be a female, what is family about, and a whole lot. Whatever thing they want to deal with, if they want to ask me questions, and they do ask me questions, I give them an answer. Because when they get a pick out, I can't force them to be heteromission based on the question they ask. People counseling, you only could counsel on information given. So if I give you bad information, you can give me bad counseling.
Okay.
You know, and so I'm just saying that at the end of the day, because the island is small, it might look at the stuff. But listen, the Bahamas is safer and it can be the Bahamas as long as it can be the Bahamas, because there are tons and tons of heterosexual men in this country.
Let me read some of these messages I'm getting here. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, guys, you can send me a text message 422-4796, or you can give me a call. You're all extra quiet today. Okay, Stania, everyone will see through their own eyes, even their lies. I say this, they can be what they want to be. However, does that make it right? Be fruitful, truthful, and multiply. There was a few years ago a big gay sex scandal involving, I guess, a gay pastor who, I ain't saying that little piece. Anyway, it was a gay pastor. He is preaching today. Now you think I go into that church or sending my children there? Hell no. Okay. All right. That's one message. Okay. All right, LOL, Stania, you figure us out. When we get extra quiet, we are extra listening. Yes, sir. I on to y'all. Okay, Stania asks about being gay and Christian. Here is my answer. Well, Stanya, one can be gay and in Christian unto themselves in that individual's mind. But big but. According to this on the Bible, the answer is no. No, you cannot be gay and Christian. All right.
I said that.
Also, in preparation for the show, I did ask a few persons for their input. And one person shared, and I ain't calling no names. Okay. Morning, Stanley. I grew up Christian, but separated myself from religion as an adult when I realized there could not be anything wrong with sex before marriage. I didn't come out until I was 27, and two, didn't believe anything was wrong with me, and I was created this way. I'm still not religious, but I do believe there is a higher power. All right, and we have, let's see now again. What the prophets say now, hold on. Ready? No, a gay person cannot be a Christian because the word Christian means follower of Christ. And same-sex relations was not one of Christ's doctrines. A gay person can, however, believe in some of the principles of Christ, but they are not Christian. The same way you can believe the poor is good, but not be a Christian. All right.
Okay. And if you rewind, that's everything that I've said, all of that stuff.
Okay,
right?
So.
You know, so, I mean, the want that label, then no. Okay. But I'm going to say this to you. Gay or not, there are persons who don't subscribe to Christianity and are better in acting on the word of God than the people who are claiming Christianity.
Okay, listen, you know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll come right back to that. And also, because you talk about being, is it prison and all that type of stuff. So we got to talk about that, which is called like institutionalized. Anyway, we could be right back.
It's a term I...
Anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let these two
lights. Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you. through the castles, flying through the air, laughing with our friends, fun is everywhere. Jumping higher, higher than before, Inflatable Kingdom, give us more and more.
Jump this way to fun at Inflatable Kingdom Attraction Park, opening Friday, July 10th at Breezes Cable Beach. Unlimited inflatable rides for kids up to 12. Kids $25, adults $5. Adult supervision required.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, and we're talking with Brother Victor. And, you know, I know some people are like, oh, why is Stanley talking about these things? We're talking about these things because these things exist in community. I'm talking about these things because we have family members who are gay. We have children who are gay. We go to restaurants and gay people are there. So remember now, this show is about awareness. The show is like, I would like to think that it's educational. It's not just a gossip thing that you may get from another show. You know, even in preparation, Victor and I were talking and he was like, oh, it's like just me, me and you. And what did I tell you, Victor?
You got my back.
You
make sure your guests are respected.
Yes. Yes.
Taken care of, yes.
Yeah, I think, you know, I have little crazy beliefs where, like, I somewhere between, don't mind me with my hard mode, I kind of little kumbaya-ish. Like, you know, I want a whole hands and skip, right? I really would like peace. And if not peace, but respect. Yeah, you know, be respectful. You may not agree with someone, but be respectful. So during the commercial break, we were talking about some things. And, you know, we were talking about getting married and all this stuff. And you shared that, because I was like, okay, let me bring everybody up to speed. I was like, I feel as though Secret Wives Club, Secret Girlfriends Club, or what have you. But I feel like a lot of women who have married men who are engaging in same-sex behavior, I feel like they know. You know, we were talking about DL. I feel like it's almost like a secret club. I feel like they know.
I would say this, then. You mentioned the word married,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of what I've seen is singles,
right?
Girlfriend and boyfriend stuff.
Okay,
because you know I do online sex stuff and a whole lot.
Online sex things.
Like, you know, the rose.
Oh,
the
you
rose
mean point? What you got going on here? You got a hotline? Oh, okay.
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 Okay. So I would get phone calls from regular supposed to be gangbanger voices. Boy, we saying, boy, look at, I need to make some money because my baby mama can't on stupid and all that stuff. So like, okay, what you looking to? And that's where we turn these guys as trades.
Oh, they transact. Trades.
Transactional.
Okay.
All right? And the majority of trades are supposed to be
the thugs.
The straight boys.
Okay.
Okay. And so I'm saying that to say that it's called situational homosexuality. It's situational when you're in prison. It's situational. The biggest part of situational homosexuality is finances. During COVID-19, situational homosexuality went on the Richter scale.
What?
All right. I gave almost 1,000 condoms and stuff
during
for the things
COVID
that
time?
Was going during the COVID. Because remember now, people couldn't go to work. Money. People
hold
didn't
on,
needed
hold
money.
On, man. Listen, Brother Vic, you're going too fast. Are you saying that man out here doing fresh things with same-sex guys for money?
Yeah. See, they want to have people thinking maybe they might be drug dealers.
Oh,
but it ain't drug, you see.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You know, it's called situation. So when you're in a situation, you need some money and you need quick money.
So why they just don't go work? They don't want work.
If you, okay, you know now in the heterosexual, you got the girls, them who ain't working, but they
right.
got all the hair, the nails, and a whole lot of stuff.
Right.
I mean, you could get four or five guys to give you $150.
That's
how much
that
is?
Yeah.
and people working a whole week for that one, for that 150. She getting that, getting four, 600 in one day. Depending on how she work a game. You see, it depends on how she work a game. So I'm really, I'd like to do some stuff, but I want to do it where it generalized or not saying your girl or your guy. That's what I'm saying, your partner, because your partner could be guy female. And guy, female and female, right. Man and girl. Because everybody doing this, they playing the same game. But then an hour or two or a couple of days later, they call you, you can't do me a favor.
So hold on, so Victor, what you saying to me is that we out here thinking, I'm on dealing drugs.
Most of them.
Right.
Thinking most of them.
Most of them dealing drugs.
Only 5% dealing drugs.
Yeah, okay. And you know why this? Because listen, so much people come to mind, like when I see their boyfriend or whatever, I'm like where he work? Oh no, you know, he sell a little weed and he sell this little this and all this load of thing. So you trying to tell me that's not the case. They out there.
Trading. It's called trade.
Oh no.
It's transactional.
Oh no, this going down here quick.
Yeah. Okay.
This going down.
And the tip, to be honestly, okay. There's no real DL. In the Bahamas, because the Bahamas is just too small for
what
DL.
Do you mean,
a real DL will drive from Miami to Atlanta to have sex with a guy and come back.
Okay.
Now, as far as you know, he went on a business trip and all that stuff. Right. But you won't know he's into what he's doing. That's why it's called down
low.
I think it was Law and Order that had an episode uh-huh. where the district attorney got killed because the guy, the other assistant district attorney wanted him to leave his wife. But what they used to do on Thursday night, they used to do a card game. And when they do the card game, each person will take turn. That's when they'd have their DL sex and stuff like that. Okay. And when the police officer was asking the football player, who's known to be a football player, he said, boy, I ain't no punk. And so the guy says, which is Ice-T, say, but you sexing Duke.
So, okay.
But what I'm saying, DL is you.
So
you
we don't really have DL. Here's what you're saying.
No real DL. Because
why do you say no real DL?
All right. So I'm out to a house party and stuff like that. I'm saying, man, the other day I had this fella came by and he had a scorpion tattoo. Now Jerry, everybody know Jerry. So yeah. Jerry ain't DL.
Yeah.
I no, just use a tattoo.
No, you listen. You right. I can't call no names, but yes.
No, I'm just giving an example.
No, but you were right because you know, like I was having a conversation with a friend who's gay, and they write and you know, and they write telling me, and he's like, Sanya, this person, allegedly, this person is gay, and I'm like, no, and you know, I done simple Sally, simple Sanya. No, Sanya, this person, I'm telling you, this just happened last week, Sanya.
Remember I said earlier that the United Nations came up with the MSM, Men, Sex, and Men. That's because during the AIDS epidemic, most of the persons were getting infected were black females in the United States.
Right.
Now, when a guy is gay, he gay. He ain't no female, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So who infected these females? And that there were so many men who were involved in gay sex, gay activity, but don't identify as LGBTQ.
So
many times I'd be trying to say to people, y'all around here talking, okay, you deal with Marvel Universe, you're with Thanos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You saw when Thanos snap your finger, a bunch of people disappear. Right. I say, people really get what they want to get when they talk about what God needs to do is take all these gay people have a snappy finger, they'll be surprised at who will be evaporating and all that, because that's how people are. And the people are that way because the way we deal with gay people. So anybody won't tell no one because they don't know you can carry on stupid and all that. So they try to keep it as quiet as possible. But there's so many different triggers.
But Victor, okay, I totally get what you're saying, right? But we can't like totally do that too because there's this thing that I always tell my daughter, right? Don't bring people into your crazy. Like I always, don't bring people into your crazy. Meaning if you're doing a bunch of foolishness, whether or not you're hitting coke, whether or not you're scheming, you're lying, whatever it is, don't bring your friends into life for you. Don't bring people into your crazy world. So I totally agree with you in terms of, right, we live in a world where we may not be able to say, well, this is what I like, this is what I'm into and all this stuff. And I get that. But at the same time, you can't also bring people into your crazy because now, okay, whether or not it's a woman who's now going to find a man knowing she's gay or the man who knows he's gay and he's now going into bringing a woman into this, into it. And now it's creating another problem, and in many cases, even a bigger problem, because it's now spreading.
Well, oh, but I'm, when I'm saying that, I'm talking about a gay person being able to
be themselves.
Stay to their, I'm talking about family.
Right.
A lot of persons are living with family that, okay, I remember Dr. Donaldson, mm-hmm. who passed, he says, one thing about these gay people, they're habitual liars.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying how we lie and stuff, and I'm like, interesting. Yes, we are. Because
mm-hmm.
if you tell the truth, you
right.
can get killed.
Right.
You can get do. So persons have to lie until they reach a point where they can afford to move out, do their own thing, or defend themselves. Because if you tell the mm-hmm. truth in that era, so they became habitual liar because they were forced to become habitual liar. Because you, when they would want to say, I want to tell you something, and then and you go like, you can tell me anything, but don't tell me you're gay.
So, okay. So how could a parent who may not condone this, like, or, you know, agree. Let me say, I don't want to say condone. That's such a strong word. Agree with this their child's lifestyle. How can they strike the balance between, and I quote, Christian principles or whatever it is, their beliefs, their whatever they their opinions, whatever. How can they strike a balance between that and having a child who may want to live this lifestyle or a family member?
But you know, you ask a question. What I find frustrating is how do they strike a balance when they have a child and they know that they're fornicating or bringing their boyfriend mm-hmm. and how do you strike a balance right. with your Christian principle?
Right.
Because as far
it can't
as I,
just be that.
What I saw Corinthians says, knowing not that these people will not inherit the kingdom of God, fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, backbiters, gossipers.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who's doing all this, how are you striking a balance knowing that you buddy-buddy and out with somebody that you know sweetheart in this one, that you know gossiping,
so disrupt
the same way. You got to work at it. You got to have that compassion to say, look, this is my conviction and what I believe in a whole lot. But you're my child, you're my brother and a whole lot. I love you and a whole lot. Now, you know you have to deal with the consequences of whatever come with it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I stay here. I've found that when I work with parents who, when they say accept their kids,
mm-hmm.
their kids make better decisions because they don't have to end up on the street getting caught up by sleeping with
predators.
Other people and predators and a whole
yeah.
lot, because now you put them out.
Right.
And now I have a real life situation. Back in the day, there was a young fella and he had to drop him to work and
mm-hmm.
I mean the school and pick him up and all that stuff and everything else. And the guy says, listen, you know, I'm into you. This is one. Remember when I talked to you about obligatory homosexuality? He
yes.
was trying to get him on that, being obligated to doing something with him because he was giving him a ride and giving him money and different stuff and a whole lot. And he said, listen, we cool and all that stuff, but I really ain't on that run and I ain't on that. Someone saw him in the guy's car and went and tell the family.
Mm-hmm.
The guy came home from school. He didn't even get through the door properly because they caught him in there. They beat him severely.
So,
guess what he had to do?
Man.
He had to run from them. And guess who I'm seeing running to?
The same man.
The same man. He ain't doing. They didn't ask him to say, well, hey, yeah, you and mm-hmm. Vic Rollins hanging out and all that stuff. Yeah, be cool like that. Well, you only hear that he's so-and-so. Yeah, I know he's something
yeah.
like that, but I already didn't tell him I know that run and all that. But we're friends. I have gay friends.
Yeah,
that.
I agree with you because, I mean, right, I mean, one of my clients comes to mind where the father was the pastor or reverend or whatever it is in the church. And so very strict, very, very strict. And he would be like, okay, right, you can't have no girlfriend tell you, you know, you're certain age, you in college, you should have a girlfriend. And so the only people who he did have access to were males, pretty much. And
that's another situation.
Yeah.
School.
And then what happened was that, right, there was a male person in the church who the family trusted or whatever, and that was his first same-sex experience. And so actually even working with him over time, you know, well, it was an interesting thing, and he ended up in. But the point I'm trying to make is that the father was like, no, you can't have you're not supposed to have a girlfriend. You're not supposed to be around girls. Study your work, mind your own business, blah, blah, blah. This is what you have to do. But that's exactly who he was exposed to because of that same belief. So, okay. So, I'm learning. So, situational
homosexuality is in situations when you, most of the time when people go to prison, boarding school, okay. the military, finances. Okay. But finances is the biggest, or when people will, well, call it gay for play. Mm-hmm. They're not into the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They ain't going to no clubs. They ain't going on Grindr. They ain't doing stuff. Mm-hmm. But because they find themselves in a situation, they know gay people. Right. So you then know how to make your phone call. And what is be so interesting is that the so-called straight fellas is kind of manipulate the gay guy into doing men and say, when the gay guy made the approaches, no. Now that he needs some of the stuff, now Barris coming to town and all this stuff, you know, you want that. So they go to Barris. They drink their Guinness, smoke their weed and stuff and end up, you know, so like, I got to stay by you tonight because I ain't really trying to go home. And then, you know.
This is a setup now.
I'm saying, listen.
Okay.
Human beings are smart. When they're ready, they're going to make you think.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Read some of these messages. Okay. Hello, Stania. Jesus hung out with 12 men and none of them are children. Sounds gay to me.
Pause right there. Mm-hmm. Do you know when I got I was working at Faith Light Bookstore. So I used to go through all these Bibles and different stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had this Bible called the Good News Bible.
Yeah, remember
and
the
they,
news.
And they used to have these little diagrams, you know, drawings inside. And every time I see Jesus hanging out with the disciples having the dinner or stuff, this person, like a fella laying on another fella's chest, because, you know, it used to be lounging based on how the culture was. I say, could you imagine someone coming to a football game or a basketball game, and I be watching the game and another fella laying in my lap watching the TV.
Someone saw it, but it literally showed,
because it's the story is over the top, but John the Beloved, the one that Jesus loved.
Yeah.
You think Jesus was ever tempted with homosexuality?
Oh,
I say, yeah. And they go like, he said, how you could say that? I said, listen, the Bible says he was tempted in all manner. So, and I feel that if that situation came up, it would have been during the concept of maybe the John the Beloved.
Lord, you're trying to get me off the air now. Okay.
Listen to me. I'm just saying, that's my thing.
Your opinion, yeah.
Okay. And fella laying about another fella chest. I ain't trying to let nobody come to me unless I'm with other gay people.
Listen, you trying to get me off the air right now. All right, so next text message, Stani. The reason why they do it on the down low is because they know it's an abomination. I say this as a non-man ever. I would kill myself if I even think that, if I ever think that I laid with a man. I wonder how men could live with themselves after doing that. And then going out with their woman and seeing a man that they slept with. He is correct. I see plenty street man going into a rental, checking a gay neighbor when lived across the street, when they pants drop low by the hip. No, to me, they be, it's the thug life. I mean, it's... Okay, then we have Stania Wild. Brother Vic is there. Tell him we respect and appreciate him for not being a bully. Brother Vic, unlike many alternative lifestyles or in the past, does not bully everyone or us in the general public. I have a question, and this was something that came up too in preparation for the show. Well, two things. One is, why do you think, this one is my question. Why do you think, though, that people, they ignore all the other stuff? Why is gay business such a turn off or such a, you know, the biggest sin, the biggest this, because, okay, let's think about it now. Like, when we look in the papers, literally on a weekly basis almost, monthly, let me be politically correct, monthly, even though we know it's more than that, we see people coming before the courts, men who are having sex with minors, right? We see young girls. And, you know, and this is what when we see that they went missing, the first thing we say is that they, David Mann or whatever. We see all of this. And what we say, and when I say we, I'm generalizing here, but we say that, oh, this girl bad, right? We actually, it's not, in some cases, and unless it's a four-year-old, you know, we're not upset. Now, if it's like a little person, let's say seven, we put the blame on the young girl. We say she hot, we say she fast, we say everything. Which is not okay, and some little girls little do, I agree. But you trying to tell me the girl of 10, we should place more responsibility on her behavior rather than the adult male's behavior, right? Or even adult female, whatever it is. But when we hear the same sex, we get more upset with that rather than this molestation that we have running rampant in our country. Why are we more upset at the gay behavior rather than this other behavior? We call it something else.
I normally say this is what we've been taught. We've been taught somebody somehow in the 15th century decided to weaponize Genesis 19. And they did a good job of weaponizing it. Mm-hmm. And which is Genesis is the Sodom Gomorrah story and a whole lot. And from then to now, that even though the truth is coming out and scriptures showing it is not the reason why it was destroyed, people still didn't make up their mind. That's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. You could give them Isaiah 40, I'm not quote this because I don't have the exact thing in front of me, but you could send them to Isaiah and he says, these are the reason why I destroyed your sister Sodom, because they didn't take care of the religious leaders were corrupt. You know, and all the different things and a whole lot. And you didn't see anything with sexual perversion, maybe until down to the ninth listing of things. But no, it was destroyed for one thing and a whole lot. And then, like, they try to say, well, you know, you don't see, you always talk about adulterers and fornicators, but you don't see them trying to force their lifestyle on you. What do they need to force their lifestyle on you for? Every song talking about, girl, come on, let's go have sex and let's go do this. Every program you're watching, there's sex going on. Fornication, so they no longer need to say, how to say, I'm a human being. Okay, the best way I was thinking about this, the best way I can explain it is when people meet Victor Rollins for the first time as a DJ, selling fan, and all that, they love him a whole lot. And then somebody goes, oh, I hear you with such and stuff. Then suddenly they change. I didn't change, they changed. And so, and what happened is people then judge me for my bedroom behavior, and not me as an individual. Because okay. Who I
Give
am is an
second,
individual.
We got to take call. Okay. All right, caller, go ahead. Hello. Okay, is the caller still there? Okay, well, call back.
It's just like a student. He's in school. So, he's doing good and all that stuff and everything else. And he's progressing. He's Father Victoria and all this stuff and everything, and he's 17, and then boom, the family find out he's gay. All of a sudden, now they have a problem, but they were proud of him with all these accomplishments and stuff. So most of the time, end up saying it ain't that the individual change in who they are or what they're dealing with. It is the people who then get the information and don't understand it or even sit down and discuss it. They just come to a conclusion. You ain't gonna be in my house. Get out. You're doing this and a whole lot of stuff. So I'm just trying to help families out.
Okay, so, well, following up on, like, just what you said, there are persons who would say that why do gay people feel as though everyone should accept them?
But that's what I'm saying. If they would accept that, okay, people who have accepted me as Victor Rollins don't even think about that stuff. Because the Victor Rollins is respectful. He's diligent. He's a hard worker. He's a mentor. He loves people. He's good at what he do. So all those, the person who reject me because of that one thing, they got an issue.
So, but what I'm saying is, who cares? Okay, do you, okay, meaning that, okay, I've seen, and I guess when persons talk about the agenda, they're not only talking about gay people's mission, quote unquote, loose quotes, mission to convert, quote unquote. I think what persons also mean is that they feel as though there's this agenda for persons to say, okay, this is okay. And now what I'm saying, like I said, I got a little strange, please. I personally feel like, well, well, if that's your lifestyle, like, I don't give advice, and that's your lifestyle. I personally, I believe everybody should. And if you're not hurting anybody, then just go do your thing. But what I'm saying is that there are some people who, if someone says that they are not in agreement with the lifestyle, they're now seen as, okay, you're stink weenie. Now you're discriminating against me. When that may not, just because you don't agree with something, it doesn't mean that this person hates you or what have you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
But why persons accept this, your lifestyle?
Well, that would have to be from a personal perspective. You know, you have in everything people who are advocates for things. Some known and some unknown, but they're trying to get people on their stuff, political, religious, and all that stuff, all right? But as far as saying, there, to me personally, there's no gay agenda. Mm-hmm. To me, there's a devil's agenda. Okay. But we're so busy looking at the gay people, the fornicators, the adulterers, and everybody, because the biggest problem going on in the country is homes, you know, how do I say, single homes, with 70% of single homes, mm-hmm. with a bunch of children that... How do you put it? Okay. It's a devil's agenda. We're focused on gayness.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there now having you do all the other sins and a whole lot that's creating more of a problem. I mean, all I'm saying is at the end of the day, if fathers or, well, both people are put up, but mm-hmm. fathers would be more fathers to their sons.
Oh, don't start me up with parenting.
The stuff that's, when you're saying conversion or praying on, wouldn't happen. A lot of this is happening mainly because, see, when people, kids want stuff, now mind you, as you say, as the adult, I'm supposed to be better. But if I'm in sin, or I'm out for my needs, I ain't thinking about the adult stuff I'm doing. But that's to do with the schoolgirls, with the bus drivers, the schoolgirls doing whoever they could find older to get money from. I mean, in my community, they'd be trying to come after me as a sugar daddy and a whole lot. I mean, I do pay as I go, but hey.
Well, what is this now? Hold on, this sound like a vice cartel exchange. Ain't no robbery.
Ain't no robbery.
What is this now? What is this?
Don't call me to pick you up, bring your lunch and dinner, because I paid you. And I paid for sex. I paid for you to get up and leave.
Well, what is this? Victor, what is this? You telling me I can't even get niggas to take me for Kong salad? You here talking about... I'm sorry. I can't say that word. Sorry. I'm sorry. See, April and tell me I wasn't supposed to say. Sorry for that. I got caught up in the moment. I can't get man to take me out for Kong salad. And you here telling... What is this you telling me? What is this?
As you get older, you get wiser. You know, some of the things you're crazy about.
You know what? Let me take a commercial break. And I could be back to get to the bottom of what's going on here.
Sugar daddy.
We'll be right back. So, okay.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF. Money at work.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody's business. Then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, ma, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call 8 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Hey, kids, are you ready? It's back. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily. And August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh Day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, and in studio with me is Brother Victor Rollins. Okay, let me read this message I have here. Boy, you all ain't calling, but you're messaging. Afternoon. Okay, so teaching underage children about sexual orientation and tolerance of alternative lifestyle is not an agenda. Also, when you try to normalize... Okay, before I get to that piece, let me answer this. Okay, guys, I understand your perspective with that. Like, personally, and listen, that's why they play this little precursor to the show, you know, meaning that, you know, the views and opinions... Personally, me as a mother, as a parent, I just don't like to over-sexualize children. That's number one. That's the first thing. I don't think whether or not it's gay, whether or not it's straight, I personally just don't think that children certain things early. Okay. That's one part of it. The other part of it is I feel as though you should be the one to have conversations with your child. So, for example, now I'll say this using my daughter very early on. And I think I shared this example a long time ago. Very early on, I remember we were watching, and, you know, some gay, something like that came up. And so my daughter says to me, "Mommy, what's gay?" And she was a little person. And so so I'm like, oh, boy, so here we are already. And so I said, okay, gay is when you have a girlfriend, if you're a girl, if you want a wife or a girlfriend, or if you're a male and you have you want a husband or a boyfriend. So I was like, okay. So she said, "Mommy, am I gay?" So I said, "Do you want a wife or do you want a husband?" And so she said, "I want a husband." So I said, "Okay, well, you're not gay." So you see how, and then we just moved on. Of course, she's a little person. I'm not going to go into detail, but it was enough information that she had, oh, okay, this is what it is. Okay, da, 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 da. For me, tolerance is more about being respectful. When you don't have to agree with something, but you can still be human and you can treat that person as human. We have a caller. We got two callers on the line. What do unto others as you would have them do unto you? What they call that? The golden rule.
The golden rule, yeah.
Yes. You don't have to agree with someone's lifestyle, who they are, and all that stuff. But you could still have respect or be respectful person. Okay. And we have a caller on the line. All right. Caller, go ahead.
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. I can hear you. Can you turn the radio down? There's some feedback.
Yes, you can hear me now.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sitting here listening as an avid listener to your conversation. I got a question for your guest.
Okay.
My question is, your topic was, or you mentioned that your homosexual should be a Christian. I don't think so, but okay. I'd like to ask your guest if he seemed to be well versed in the Bible. Why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah?
Okay, you want him to answer that?
Yes, but I want to hold on because I want to ask him something.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to go ahead and answer the question?
He destroyed it because of sin. Based on the conversation he had in Genesis 18, to then led up to Genesis 19, the town, Sodom and Gomorrah, was a sinful place for a specific sin, and that's not what the Bible teaches. All the Bible references to Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction doesn't reference to what man have interpreted that Sodom and Gomorrah story of to why this was destroyed. You know, just took because the men wanted to have sex with the two angels. The, Judges 19, the same thing happened, and he threw his concubine. I mean, the bottom line was sin. It wasn't for homosexuality or same-sex.
So there were other things.
And okay. Like I say, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and all those, they listed. They didn't take care of orphans. They didn't take care of widows. They didn't deal with the poor. The politicians and the priests were corrupt and everything else. It was a bundle of stuff. And just like how he's going to plan to destroy the world sooner or later.
Okay.
Because sin just getting up to his nostrils.
Carla, you heard what he said?
Yes, I get all of that. And I asked that question before. And you answered the question correctly. Sin. Sin is the reason. And I'm listening to the show, but every time something specifically is asked about homosexuality, other sins are brought in. Why don't you just specifically refer to homosexuality and don't include other sins? Because we know for sure that, according to the Bible, sin is sin.
Okay.
Dealing with homosexuality, just deal with that. And don't include other sins to say, well, here the adulterers over here, or this or that, just from the subject I have.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You want. I'm not quite sure. Okay.
No, I mean, I hear what he's saying, mm-hmm. but you have to bring the other stuff in because at the end of the day, I'm being judged
on a behavior. I'm
being judged in a single category, other components and a whole lot of stuff and everything else. So I hear what you're saying, but
I think
that's how I came to my conclusion is because when I read the Word of God, and it dealt with the sins of the mankind and why he destroyed, why Jesus came and to save and everything and a whole lot. I think when the judgment time for me and yourself.
You're okay.
We can be cool because of, along with, because they say all of sin and fall short of the glory of God. But all of are doing, you know, people are doing good things, righteous things and stuff. And at the end of the day, belief alone ain't going to help cut it. And if you don't have the action. And a lot of the action is we...
Before we even get to that, Brother Vic, I think, too, that, okay, one of the reasons why persons do add in, it's because we never talk about the other sin. We literally always only zoom in and say, homosexuality. We never talk about Sodom and Gomorrah having these other
problems.
We always only use that in reference to homosexuality. So the question to you, caller two, is why don't we?
Well, okay. So Jesus in the book of Luke called his disciples together and said, listen, I want y'all to go to all the surrounding town and preach the gospel. To anyone that accepts you, bless them.
Right.
To anyone who doesn't accept you, shake the dust off your feet and take back of your blessing. Mm-hmm. And you know what the next line says?
What?
And I tell you, it will be more bearable for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah during judgment than the people who didn't listen. So, well, Jesus is going to Sodom and Gomorrah when he's talking about preaching the gospel and hospitality. All right. So I'm saying you can always have the reference something and stuff. But whenever Sodom and Gomorrah was mentioned in the New Testament by Jesus, mm-hmm. he compared people then to Sodom in a point of saying, the people of Sodom can judge y'all. The people of Sodom can make y'all look bad for the things you're doing. We tend to use Sodom and Gomorrah as a negative. Jesus was using Sodom and Gomorrah as a good.
Okay.
In Matthew and in Luke.
Okay. I think we have another caller, but let me read these messages quickly. Okay, how he ain't know that wasn't Jesus' wife Mary Magdalene on Jesus' chest? The old ancient paintings often secretly depicted Jesus' wife Mary Magdalene leaning on Jesus or press up on Jesus' chest, while many others trying to translate, interpret the paintings or pictures would claim that was just John the Beloved, who was like a brother to Jesus. Some would even claim that was cool to let you know. John the Beloved was even or actually Jesus' real brother. Don't let the codes of the pictures confuse you. Okay? All right, caller, you can put the call through.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm one of your favorite listeners.
Okay.
First of all, let me commend you. I like how you are able to speak to the people and not over the people's heads.
Okay, thank you.
That means you're reaching a whole lot of people because, you know, these politicians and doctors and lawyers, they come and they speak over the people's head and expect them to understand.
Right.
And the mass of the people are not educated.
Right.
First thing.
Thank you.
We all have somebody in our family nowadays that are either gay, drug mm-hmm. addict, alcoholic, whatever else you want to say. In this world today, how we don't get bent out of shape about banks, insurance companies, lawyers, doctors, and all these things. Mechanics. But you know, when you women go to the mechanic, your price double automatically.
Your fees get swing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but we don't get bent out of these everyday things. The politicians spending our money like crazy, and we can't see what we're getting for it. But nobody seems to be upset. We're paying all these things to the banks. Seems to get upset over nobody want to go on march down the road doing in India now about education. When we see all the, how much juice they're going to get out of this country and keep us financially poor. Do you see, because we are not up to date and being relevant with what's going on in the world, we get caught up in little small things. Today, being gay is no big deal no more, you know.
Right.
Even people, you know, remember one time ago we used to talk about the bases? We used to call them bases and talk down to them. Mm-hmm. That ain't no more big deal. But mm-hmm. what is still going on today is this financial slavery we're in.
Okay.
And nobody gets up and talks about it. And we seem happy wallowing in this thing. I don't understand us. Because we should be up in arms about how these banks are robbing, sending off $300 and $400 million every year. Only God knows where.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you for tuning in. All right, another caller on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, Tanya, I was the previous caller, the caller before this last one. My reason for calling was not to speak specifically about homosexuality, but it seems as if in the world, even our country, if someone speaks out on sin, sometimes people take it personally. For example, with the politicians, if you talk about certain things that are wrong, people say, you're anti this party, you're anti that party. It should not be like that. Wrong. We should be able to see wrong, call wrong, wrong. We should not be using wrong and try to equivocate something else with wrong.
Okay.
If I'm born in an environment and the environment is mixed up, and I grow and educate myself, I read the Bible, I know the difference between wrong and right. It's my choice what I choose. Whether I choose to be too wrong or too right. But whatever one I decide, for me as a man, I have to, when I go before God, I have to give.
Okay, so you have like about 20 minutes to wrap it up, sir.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude. 20 seconds, sorry.
God will judge me. He was doing something wrong. He's going to judge us on us.
Okay. All right. Thank you so
much. That's what I'm trying to make. I'm not trying to castigate no specific sin. I'm not trying to do that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carla. All right. Okay. Well, yeah, I totally get it. Like I said, I think it's the issue, though, is that we only two things in this country would we like zoom in on. We like zoom in on gay or homosexuality and immigration. That's the two things that, right. And so what I'm saying is that sometimes can we now look at something else, because there's these other things that are deadlier than this. Okay, then we're talking about homosexuality, but there's so many other things that are actually even more detrimental than homosexuality. Right now, I mean, oh my goodness, we're losing our young men. We're losing them. They're dying. Okay? We have, I mean, listen, I could go on and on. I don't even want to bring up these other things because it's really too sad for me at this point. But we have a plethora, or plethora, however you want to pronounce it, of issues that are bringing us to our knees, literally. But we're not addressing that. We are just addressing this. And that is my concern, not the issue that I have, but I like to say that it's a concern. And finishing what someone, the gentleman had talked about, tolerance. Also, when it's a taboo, you should expect opposition. Yes, agreed. Adulterers aren't demanding acceptance of their ways. Listen, you know why adulterers are not accepting or demanding acceptance? Because it has already been accepted.
Accepted, yes.
Sir, listen, it's on average, I could tell you right now, my granddaddy had 2 sets of family. But anyhow, I got to go. And you see, April down here, and we don't know, she grew up under the white tutelage. I done here one little jingle starting. So we can now have to finish this conversation. One other thing I want to tell y'all, we always talk about the prophet. The prophet is going to be at New Providence Church tonight, 7 o'clock. I could be right there, by the way. So y'all join me. All this talk, we talking about Christianity. I'm going to be right there at the prophet church upstairs, New Providence Church. That's what they name on Lake Road.
Lake Road, yeah.
Yes. Meet me there 7 o'clock tonight, yeah.
Just want to say hi to Vicky and Chrissy. And all my grandsons.
And listen, and happy belated, who turned 85 yesterday, but he busy going to Lionel Richie and Edwin and Fryer concert. But happy birthday to my dad, Stan Davis. Love you because you're so decent. I out of here.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.